sharing the good news of the Lord Jesus Christ, letting you know that He loves you, He cares about you, and He wants to meet the need in your life. This is Messages on Demand.
And Father, I thank you today for your blessings. I thank you, Father, for all that you've done in our lives. And I pray now, Father, you would anoint the word as it goes out today, Father, that it would touch hearts and lives that are out there today, that this would have meaning, Father, to someone. And Father, it would bring someone closer to Jesus Christ. I thank you for it now, for I ask it in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Well, praise the Lord. We're so glad to have you with us today. You know, this past week, many things have been going on in our lives. And as I was sitting in the office preparing for this message, I had a lot of things that have been on my mind. I was thinking back to last week. And as we prepared the program last week, which our friend Dr. Leland Hill brought the message. But also, as we were preparing that, we were preparing some songs that were on the original video that message came from. Because my son-in-law, Tim Black, his father, John, had gone home to be with the Lord a few days earlier. And as they're getting ready to have a memorial service, they were looking for some songs that his dad had sung. And we had these from some programs that we had recorded a number of years back. And we agreed to go through and search out some of these songs to help them prepare for his memorial service. And personally, I think it's kind of a neat idea to be able to sing at your own memorial service. And as I was preparing the songs, we listened to some songs that I'll have to say really touched my heart, really touched my life right then as I was listening. One of the songs was, "I Should Have Been Crucified." Oh, and I thought about those words to that song, and I can't recall all the words right now, but how it should have been me that died on the cross. It should have been me that had to pay the penalty for my sin. But the fact that Jesus Christ died on the cross of Calvary, He was crucified, that we would have forgiveness of our sin. Another song he sang on there was, "I love Him too much to turn back now." And I've thought about that because I've seen a number of people, they started out, they asked Jesus to come into their heart and life, but somewhere along the line as they walked down the pathway of life, they went astray, they took a side road, a thing that sometimes we call rabbit trails. They went off a different way. And the next thing you know, they had lost their first love. They were no longer following Jesus Christ. They were no longer walking down the path with Him hand in hand, but they had gone astray. So as I listened to these, I told my son-in-law later, I said I was almost in tears as I was listening to some of these songs. And this week, I guess I've been sitting around thinking a lot about some of the things that we hold dear and what's important to us. I know a few weeks ago, I brought a message titled Memories, and about our memories. And I don't know, maybe as you get older, you start to think about these things, you know, things that have happened in the past and all of this, and things that are important to you. And as I said, the things that we hold dear. And each one of us has our own distinct personalities, and I'm thankful for that. I'm glad we're not robots. I'm glad we're not all just alike, and We all like the same thing. We all eat the same thing. We all do this. We all do. There's a difference in all of us. You'll even find in identical twins that there are differences that you can find in their personalities, things that they do. They may look alike, but yet there are differences. We all have our own likes and dislikes, and that's good. And sometimes it's not so good, but we do. We have our own likes and dislikes. So I was looking around my office thinking about things I hold dear. And as I looked around my office, I saw the bookcases full of books. I saw stacks of CDs and DVDs, and admittedly, some of them I'd never played, but I just had to have them. For some reason, I had to have them. And even though I haven't listened to them yet, I keep thinking one of these days I'll get around to it. And as I thought, yes, these are the bookcases in my office that are full of books, but there's a bookcase in the studio area that's full of books. There's a bookcase in our bedroom that is full of books. Things I hold dear, and I know a lot of people could care less about books, but I like books. You know, some people today, they want to read on their computer or their tablet or some other means. They want to read a book that way, or they want to listen to it. I like to have that book in my hand, to feel the cover, to be able to turn the pages and all of that. And if I want to flip back to a page or back and forth or however I want to handle it. And I saw these, and these are things that are important to me. As I looked at the top of the bookcase, I saw models of several different satellites that have been launched into orbit around the Earth. And these I acquired when I worked for a company that made these models for that particular industry. And I was blessed to be able to acquire some of these when the average person would never be able to get one that was designed specifically for the industry. And I hold them dear to my heart. They have memories for me. I looked around the rest of the office and I saw dozens of Donald Ducks that I've collected over the years. And you might say, "Preacher, that's kind of crazy, Donald Duck." Well, I don't know. Donald Duck's been my favorite ever since I was a little kid. And it still is today. And I've collected many. And many of them have a story to tell in some way. So I looked at those. And as I have collected these, I looked at one that was hanging on my wall. And it's not particularly just a Donald Duck, but it's got three other Disney characters, and it's a carousel. And as I look at this, sometimes it almost brings tears to my eyes, because this was made by a lady that I've never met, and it was made for her young daughter, whom I've never met, and both are now deceased. I don't know if the lady was a Christian or not. Child was quite young. I'm sure she's with the Lord. But the mama made these for her daughter because her daughter was sick and was going to die. And unfortunately, the mother died before the daughter died. And after their deaths, the father put some of these things up for sale. And I just happened to be in that state, in that town, the day he did it. And I bought them. And they hold a dear spot in my heart, because I know that there was love that went into that project. That mother made that for that sick child, hoping to bring some comfort and joy in that child's last days. So it's special. It's dear to me. You could offer me a lot of money, and I wouldn't sell it, because it holds a special place. I have a t-shirt hanging in my closet that I've had for 20-plus years has Donald Duck on it. I've never worn it. It holds a special place that's dear to my heart. The lady that painted this Donald Duck on this t-shirt, I've forgotten what disease she had, but she painted other t-shirts for even the President of the United States. And because my sister was one of her hospice nurses, she painted one for me. I can't bring myself to wear it because I'm afraid I'll damage it. It's dear to my heart. And I saw other things as I looked around that are important to me. But you know what? If somebody else came into my office, most likely they could care less about some of them. Oh yeah, somebody might come in and say, I'll give you a couple of bucks for this or a couple of bucks for that. But to me, some of them are priceless. And I thought of family and friends, that others that we hold dear. And yet someday, should Jesus tarry, all of this will be left behind. I jokingly say to my daughters that as I show them around an attic room in the house and the storage that's there and say, someday all of this will be yours. Quite frankly, I'm not quite sure what's there myself. But there are things there that hold memories. And our memories and the things that we hold dear, it seems like they become so much more important to us, especially as we grow older. Just the other day, I was talking to a friend of mine who's a few years older than I am, and we were remembering back some of the folks we had known in our youth at church, a number of who have gone on to be with the Lord, and preachers that we have known, and ones that affected our lives, and ones that have made a difference in our life. Talking about them and how they have a dear spot in our hearts and in our lives. And as I was preparing this, I also thought about a song that we sang many years ago. It was written by a preacher by the name of Lowell Lundstrom, and I met Lowell when he and his wife had just recently been married, and his brother traveled with them, and he had written this song entitled Make Calvary Real. And I tried to find the words to it online because I haven't sung it in a number of years. But the verse, the chorus to that song goes, I believe in a hill called Mount Calvary. I believe in an old rugged cross. And when time has surrendered and earth is no more, I'll still cling to that old rugged cross. You know, you can put a cross out on the hillside, and in itself, it has no meaning. But the fact that what happened 2,000 years ago, and the thing that we hold dear as Christians, is the fact that 2,000 years ago, a man by the name of Jesus of Nazareth gave his life on that cross. The only begotten Son of God went to that cross so that you and I could have life eternal. So that we wouldn't have to, so that we could be saved, so that we could have forgiveness for our sin. No longer did we have to go to a priest somewhere and offer the blood of bulls and goats on an altar that we could have forgiveness of our sin for a year's time and then have to come back and do it over again and year after year do the same thing. But once and for all, we could be saved, our sins forgiven. I saw an article on Facebook earlier in the day today as I was preparing, thinking about the message. was posted from a newspaper in the country of Kenya, and I know we have some people that listen in Kenya. And here is what the headline of that article said. Misery is waking up to the news your God is sick and that humans are treating him. Then it goes on to say, Almighty God, in this lowercase g here, told the person's name, I can't pronounce it, I'm not going to try, is sick, rushed to Nairobi to the hospital. What a fix we're in if our God is sick. But you know, another thing I hold dear is the fact that my God doesn't get sick. My God doesn't have these problems. He never needs a doctor. In fact, he can be my doctor. He can take care of me when I am sick. And I know beyond the shadow of a doubt that I sit here today bringing you this message simply because of my God and his healing power. I've told you before, and maybe you've not heard the message, but I've told you before of how when I was about 6 years old, I had inhaled a piece of Kleenex when I had whooping cough. I ended up with double pneumonia, and for 3 months I couldn't keep anything down. I was slowly withering away. I'd gotten to the point the doctors had thought there was no hope and told my mother that my lungs would begin to deteriorate. And as I vomited each day, she had to check it out to see if I was throwing up lung tissue. But yet, someone came and they prayed to my God, and he reached down and he healed my body. It's been many, many years ago. Yes, I bear scar tissue in my lung from it, but I'm still alive. I'm still here. I'm still able to carry out what God has called me to do. Other times that he has spared me from death. My wife and I were almost gassed to death by a faulty heater years ago. And yet God sent someone to knock on our door and wake us up at the last moment, probably just before the thing exploded, because it was getting to the point it could have exploded. But I'm here because of my God. I'm here because my God reached down in the hospital 5 years ago and brought me through what was considered by many to be something that was going to be fatal for me. It was going to be terminal. I shouldn't have even been alive, still, some thought. But I serve a God that takes care of me. My God doesn't get sick. My God doesn't need a doctor. I hold that dear that my God is all-powerful. And another thing I hold dear is I serve a God that loves me. I want you to hear that again. I serve a God that loves me. There's a lot of gods, and I use the lowercase g when I say that word. Out there are gods made out of stone. There are gods made out of clay. There are gods that are living creatures that some people hold up this way. But one day they will all come to an end. And guess what? They don't love you. They don't care about you. That God of stone, he doesn't care about you because he's a piece of stone. That sacred animal that you worship, that God that walks out in the pasture, he doesn't care about you, except maybe that you will feed him and take care of him. What kind of God is that? But I serve a God that loves me. A God that takes care of me. A God that wants to meet my need. I want you to think about that today. That's the kind of God that we serve. And we need to hold dear in our heart. One of the most important things, if not the most important thing in our life, is the fact that God loves us. He loves us so much that the Bible tells us in John chapter 3, verse 16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. And I know some of the more modern English translations make that maybe a little bit clearer. But God loves us. He loved you so much that He wants you to have an eternity with Him. And I want you to take the time, if you haven't sat down and read the verses before that and the verses that follow, what it's saying here about the God that loves us. God loves us. He loves you. And maybe you're sitting there saying, well, I don't know how God could love me because I've done this or I've done that. I've committed some horrible crime. I've done some terrible things in my life. How could God love me? I want you to know God loves us. We were sitting last Sunday in a church service as they were having a special guest for their church dedication. And toward the conclusion of the service, as he's bringing a brief message, he's talking about Zacchaeus. And for those of you that may not be familiar, you can read about this in the Gospels. Zacchaeus was a tax collector. He was a hated man. Nobody loved Zacchaeus. I'm not even sure his own family members really liked him, because they were known to be cheats. They were known to be dishonest. They were known to turn against their own people for their own benefit. And yet God's word tells us, as Jesus came into town, this Zacchaeus, or Zacchaeus, climbed up in a tree because he was a short guy, climbed up in a tree so he could get a better view. And as Jesus is walking by, he stops, looks up, and speaks out to this man that's hated by the multitude, and said, Zacchaeus, come down from there. I'm going to dine at your house today. Oh, I'm sure the crowd gasped. How could this be? One of the most hated men in the country is in that tree. And Jesus has just spoken to him and said, today I'm going to have lunch with you at your house. Jesus loves you. I don't care what kind of sin you may have committed. I don't care what kind of past you may have had. Jesus loves you. God loves you. And that's why 2,000 years ago He sent His Son to die on the cross, that you could have eternal life, that you could have a future with Him. You could be with Him through all eternity. You know, we all look around, and everywhere you turn, there's death. People get older, they die. People get sick, they die. People get in accidents, they die. Various things happen, and people die. Scripture tells us it's appointed unto everyone to die. And then will come the judgment. The question is, which one of those judgments will you be standing at? If you die without God, you'll be standing before the great white throne judgment, the judgment for sinners, the ones who never accepted Jesus Christ as their personal Savior. And you'll be condemned forever, forever separated from God. But if you're a Christian, you'll be standing before a judgment for rewards and what God is going to bless you with as you live with Him throughout all eternity. It's going to be a blessed life. That's something we need to hold dear to our heart, as we have a God who loves us so much, He has prepared something better for us than we could ever imagine. People write books about heaven. We talk about heaven. But I declare unto you, I don't think we have the foggiest idea what heaven is really, really, really going to be like and how wonderful it's going to be, because I don't think that our finite minds can even begin to grasp what God has prepared for us. He's prepared a place for us that's beyond our imagination. Well, how do you get there? I've already told you. You have to accept Jesus Christ as your personal Savior. And if you're listening to me today and you've never accepted Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, I invite you to do so right now. All you need to do is simply ask Jesus to come into your heart, forgive you your sin. Admit to Him that you're a sinner. And I know some will say, well, I've never done bad things. I've never done evil things. But you're still a sinner, because we're all born in sin. Jesus, come into my heart. I'm a sinner. I ask you to forgive me. Wash away my sin. Cover it with the blood that was shed on the cross of Calvary, where it will be held against me no more. Make me a part of your family. Make me a part of your kingdom. And Jesus, help me to hold you as dear to my heart as you hold us dear to your heart. And you know what? If you'll ask Him into your heart, He'll come in. He won't turn you away. He'll come into your heart and life today. And maybe there's someone listening right now that you've kind of started down the wrong path and you're walking in paths that you shouldn't be in. Oh, you've been a Christian, you've been saved, but you're kind of doing some things you shouldn't be doing. Right now is the time to say, Jesus, you're more dear to me than anything else. Jesus, forgive me of anything I've done wrong. And help me get back on the right path. I ask it now in Jesus' name. And Father, today I thank you. I thank you, Father, for this word that's gone out today. I thank you for lives that are going to be touched and changed, Father, because of what has happened and what was done on the cross of Calvary. I thank you because you love us so much that you hold us dear to your heart. I thank you in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.
You have been listening to Messages on Demand. If you have been blessed by this message, please let us know. You may contact us by email at pastor@tlhf.us. Again, that's pastor@tlhf.us. Or by clicking on the Contact Us button on the homepage of our website, www.tlhf.us. Messages on Demand is a Didaskalos production, a ministry of the Lord's House Fellowship.